Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. As I've meditated on the gospel reading from Matthew 23 for today, I've been more curious about the Pharisees that seem to lurk around every encounter Jesus has with the people. They had it out for Jesus, always looking for a way to trap him or discredit him. The strong language Jesus uses against them causes me to sit up and take notice, since I'm sorry to say, there are vestiges of a Pharisaical attitude in me sometimes. When I read the Gospels, I like to place myself in the scenes in my imagination in an effort to learn from others' mistakes. That's not always easy or comforting. Praying today's passage being one example. I encourage you to take a look at the entirety of the chapter sometime. The scribes and Pharisees were a zealous lot. Their intentions were noble. Their concern for what the Roman occupation was doing to their culture and religious beliefs propelled them in driving everyone to follow the letter of God's law as a national agenda. Enter God with skin on, whose law is love, peace, grace, and mercy. This Jesus, who emphasizes the spirit of the law with unmatched zeal, is a threat to the rigid assumptions of the scribes and Pharisees. And Jesus still speaks to us today in Matthew 23. Like the Pharisees, when we pretend to be something or someone we aren't and become obsessed with how we appear to others, we crowd our minds and hearts with thoughts of comparison and competition and even resentment. And Jesus says to us, "You've missed the simplicity of my love for you with your thousands of qualifications. You trouble your soul at the expense of those from whom you seek approval. Be the beautiful human I've created you to be. Stand down from proving yourself, dear one. Become as a servant whose only thought is to keep your eyes on your master." Like the Pharisees, when we hide our insecurities behind our hubris, more concerned with what we don't do, we lose focus on what matters. And Jesus says to us, "Don't block the road of holiness with the debris of your shoulds and your musts. Take my hand and allow me to lead you with love and understanding. Learn to walk my way." Like the Pharisees, when we keep a tight grip on our possessions and time, parsimoniously extending ourselves for others by measuring out just enough to appear holy before others, Jesus says to us, "Don't nickel and dime your way before others, and stop nitpicking everyone. Stop questioning their acts of generosity. Do you remember how I generously gave my life for you? It never occurred to me to keep score because it is not in me. I'm the eternal giver of all good things. You go and do likewise. Like the Pharisees, when we strive to appear squeaky clean to others, yet practice secret vices and sins, you say to us, you forget that I'm more concerned about what you look like on the inside, so let's do some heart cleaning. Unlock and open wide to me the closets you think I can't see. Allow my Holy Spirit to enlighten you and to sweep away those tattered rags you like to wear when you are alone. And like the Pharisees, when we attempt to look good by making others look bad, it always comes back to bite us. When we shove our sense of what's right and wrong with no regard for love, peace, mercy, and grace, we cut ourselves off from the Lord's presence in our lives. And Jesus says to us, come to me, lay down your arms, and allow me to enfold you in my goodness. You'll start seeing others differently the closer to me you stay. Lord Jesus Christ, your law is love and your gospel is peace. You created us to live and move and have our being in your reality, not the ones we conjure out of our Pharisaical motivations. Holy Spirit, grant us the understanding we each need to reflect your love and peace in all we think, say, and do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.